I'm not so young anymore. And it was one of her arrows Croker got me with. Raven didn't seem to hold no grudge, he just couldn't figure it out. He probably didn't want to figure it out. His idea of Raven was that Raven was a doer, not a thinker. Sometimes I wondered how he could feed himself so much crap. Chapter 10. The old man, worn out, stood beside his ragged mount, stared at the dusty crossroads. To the east lay Lourdes, southward the road led to Roses and beyond, to other great cities. The people he had come chasing had split here. He did not know who had gone which direction, though it seemed reasonable that the White Rose had turned east toward her fastness in the Plain of Fear. The lady should have continued southward, toward her capital, the Tower at Charm. With that parting, the armistice between them would have ended.
"Which way?"
he asked the animal. The shaggy pony did not express an opinion. The old man could not decide which woman would be best equipped to act on his news. His impulse was to keep going south, but only because by turning east, he would be headed into the rising sun.
"We're too old for this horse."
The animal made a sound that, for a moment, he took to be a response. But the pony was looking back the way they had come. Dust cloud. Fast riders coming down. Two, looked like. After a moment, the old man recognized the wild-eyed style of the man in the lead. "Here comes our answer. Let's go." He hurried along the eastbound road, turned aside into a copse, found a spot where he could watch the riders. He would take the road they ignored. Their mission had to be the same as his. That those two men should arrive here at this moment, hurrying like hell, was yapping at their heels for any other reason, strained credulity. The one, called Raven, could have heard the alarm. At some time in his life, he had had some small training in the art, and his spirit had spent a long time snared in the coils of the Barrowland. He was sensitive enough. The old man's eyelids drooped. He prepared an herbal draft that would help keep him alert long enough to see what those two men would do. Chapter 11. Raven reined back to a walk. "We gave that old boy a fright. Probably figures we're bandits. We'd look it. You going to kill these horses today? Or can we string them along for a while?" Raven grunted. "You're right, Case. No sense getting in so big a hurry we end up taking twice as long because we have to walk most of the way. Funny. That old boy reminded me of that wizard Bowman's that got eaten by the Barrowland dragon."
"All them old-timers look the same to me."
"Could be. Hold up." He studied the crossroads. I tried to spot the old man in the copse. I was sure he was watching us.